What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the morning for us to take that look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The confirmed patient with the second case of monkeypox in Panama received strict monitoring at his residence by the public health team of the metropolitan region, the Ministry of Health reported on Monday. Last Saturday, the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health confirmed the second case in Panama of monkeypox. This is a 33-year-old man. Melva Cruz, General Director of Health of the Ministry of Health, said that this patient received an evaluation by specialists in infectology who determined that this person could isolate himself within his home. According to the epidemiological investigation that has been carried out, there is no close contact with the patient who has been detected with the disease, the ministry said in their statement. Cruz stressed that once the 21-day isolation period is over, the patient continues to be monitored to assess his clinical and epidemiological condition. The Ministry of Health reported on Monday that 9 people died of COVID-19 in the week of July the 31st to August the 6th. The total number of deaths in Panama from the respiratory virus now amounts to 8,434, and this was highlighted in their epidemiological report. The positivity average for that week was 14.5%. They carried out a total of 40,565 tests. Active cases in the country have dropped now to 7,906. Of that number, 7,741 are in isolation, 145 in the hospital wards, and 20 in the intensive care units. The citizen consultation movement went on Monday morning to the First Superior Court of Justice to request the definitive suspension of the construction project of the new seafood market in Caledonia. According to the members of the movement, the mayor of the capital, José Luis Fábrega, has been defiant in continuing with the project despite the fact that there is currently a temporary suspension order issued by the 18th Circuit Court of the First Judicial Circuit from Panama. In addition, the Third Administrative Litigation Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice agreed to the provisional suspension of a resolution of the Ministry of Economy and Finance, which authorized Fábrega to use 3 fincas on the coastal strip to build the new market. The citizens of this district are concerned about the acts carried out by the capital commune, said Blanca Solis, Jerónimo Espita Subia, Joaquim Bernal Castillo, Julio Sute Duarte, and Luis Pinedo, members of the movement, in a note addressed to Judge Janice Torres of the First Superior Court of Justice of the First Judicial District. On the 19th of July, the mayor's office made a second call for bids for the work, whose reference price is $43 million, but it was reported that there were no bidders. Well, this Monday, Mayor Fábrega referred to the issue. First, it's not to insist. We are respectful of the law, as we have always been, and we have complied with it. In the budget for fiscal year 2023, the construction of the seafood market is included. It is one of the members of the comprehensive network of municipal markets, he indicated. Well, he assured that the allocation of resources for this new project appears in 2023, because that is what the Decentralization Directorate indicates. The Vamos, or Let's Go Coalition, which brings together independent candidates, presented his electoral offer on Monday with a view to the general elections of May 2024. These are 107 true independent candidates who seek to occupy positions of deputies, representatives of townships and mayors, said the deputy Juan Diego Vasquez, one of the promoters of the coalition. Vasquez assured that these people come to do good politics and put the country's interests above personal ones. For Panama, Let's Go, Vamos, chanted the independents on the steps of the main headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral in Ancon. In this entity, they delivered a document where they commit to renounce the electoral criminal jurisdiction. As a team, we're going to renounce the electoral criminal jurisdiction, remarked Vasquez. It's worth mentioning that according to Article 306 of the Electoral Code, The validity of the electoral criminal jurisdiction for candidates by free application will be from the time that they are recognised as candidates until the day after the execution of the proclamation in the election in which they participate. Precisely, the promoters of this movement have said that all their pre-candidates signed non-negotiable commitments. Thus, they endorse not patronising and must also present concrete and necessary proposals. Other commitments acquired is the publication of the Declaration of Conflict of Interest and to carry out an austere campaign, spending much less than what the law establishes. From the community boards, mayors and the National Assembly, they are going to be the leaders that the country deserves, said Vasquez, who added that more than 400 people sought the support of this coalition with a view to the next elections. However, he specified that there have been 108 pre-candidates due to their clear ideas and concrete proposals, among other aspects. Although Ricardo Martinelli and his wife Marta Linares de Martinelli denied the publications of La Prensa, in which it was reported that the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, is investigating a group of companies linked to the former president's family, his legal team has mounted now a strategy to try to stop the investigation. Thus, Martinelli made use of two resources, to invoke criminal electoral jurisdiction before the DGI and to present before the Supreme Court of Justice a warning of unconstitutionality against a letter from the director of the DGI, Publio de Garcia, in which he communicates to the former president of the process which seeks, quote, the real and true taxation of your company. Lawyers consulted by La Prensa, such as former magistrates of the Supreme Court, former comptrollers, and experts in electoral law, point out that none of these resources have a basis, since the jurisdiction is only for natural persons, not legal entities, and that the DGI is empowered to audit any company. Days after the General Directorate of Revenue entered his companies to carry out an audit to ensure their real and true taxation, the former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal, went to the Electoral Court to certify whether or not he has criminal electoral jurisdiction due to his status as President of the political party he founded, Realizing Goals. Mirtha Varela de Duran, General Secretary of the Tribunal Electoral, confirmed to him on the 21st of July that he has immunity for the internal elections of RM, that's his party, for the Secretariats of Youth and Women, that was last April the 24th, and for the Extraordinary National Congress, the 24th of July, jurisdiction that will last until the last proclamations are finalised. Now, for these political events, in the first case, it has been extended due to a series of challenges and internal claims. With this certification from the Tribunal Electoral, Martinelli's lawyer, this is Shirley Castañedas, invoked on August the 1st the criminal electoral jurisdiction before the DGI. With this announcement, Castañedas alleges that the DGI must suspend the process and request the lifting of jurisdiction before the corresponding electoral authority under penalty of invalidating the proceedings. But the Castañeda's approach is an interpretation of the scope of the jurisdiction. The specialist in electoral law, Javier Ordinola, argues that the jurisdiction does not cover companies, but rather individuals. It does not mean, he explains, that because a director or a shareholder of a company has jurisdiction, that means that the company cannot be investigated. If the DGI process results in a custodial sentence, then yes, the lifting of jurisdiction should be requested. If not, the DGI can continue to investigate, he affirmed. This reasoning is also supported by a ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice of August the 10th of 2020, which endorsed in a generic way the constitutionality of the criminal electoral jurisdiction, with the proviso that this has its genesis in the interest to guarantee complete independence and security to certain people, mainly politicians, so that they can carry out their actions freely without any type of pressure or threat due to their ideas, opinions or activities of a political nature. The lawyer Ernesto Cedeño agreed with Ordinola There should be no impediment to investigate a company that is not benefiting from an electoral criminal jurisdiction, since the jurisdiction is a personal benefit and not a corporate one in civil business matters. In addition, he recalled that on the 25th of July, the Tribunal Electoral lifted Martinelli's immunity for the Odebrecht case, alleging, among other things, that the investigation does not endanger the exercise of his political rights. The Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, Suntrax, announced nationwide protest actions for this Wednesday, the 10th of August. Sal Mendes, General Secretary of Suntrax, said that this is because the government has refused to give concrete answers to the demands of the Panamanian people. He stated that in the single dialogue table that takes place in Penonome, it's in the province of Coclay, a real dialogue of the Social Security Fund has been requested. However, the union leader denounced that there is opposition on this issue by representatives of the government and the CSS who do not want there to be a democratic dialogue. It seeks to delay and not give answers, Mendes pointed out at a press conference. He added that Suntrax, which is part of the so-called United People's Alliance, and other organisations represented in the dialogue have agreed to call several actions this Wednesday. Those of the Suntrax will be in the morning hours. It is clear, it's a clear message that we are not playing games and that they expect what was said to be fulfilled, he added. Well, the dialogue table is in recess until this Thursday for the executive to analyse the proposal presented by the different alliances on social security. A consensus has not yet been reached regarding the reduction of the electricity tariff. Well, tonight is the night that Mark Antony returns for his performance from the one that was previously cancelled. And, well, he's going to make himself quite comfortable. A spacious and clean space, a comfortable living room set with a rug and glass tables and two full-length mirrors. These are just some of the requests made by Puerto Rican artist Mark Antony, who will be in Panama as part of his Paya Boy tour. Well, the famous artist, whose concert is scheduled, yes, for tonight, August the 9th, Tuesday, also requested a bottle of Don Julio 1942 tequila, Opus Wine 2003, two bottles of Silver Oak Cabernet Napa Valley, another of Grey Goose, and Bud Light beer, as reported by sources of the Panamanian production company Magic Dreams. The 53-year-old singer-songwriter has asked for various chips, such as Doritos and Cheetos, as well as chocolates, M&M, Snickers and Kit Kats. Also assorted orange and cranberry juices, vitamin water, XXX and Gatorade, lemon flavour. Added to the list of drinks are coconut water, assorted sodas, Diet Coke, Coke and Sprite, and Red Bull. Other requests from Marco Antonio Muñiz Rivera, his real name, consists of a tray of cold cuts of meat and cheese, sunflower seeds, David Jumbo, mixed nuts, crackers, Ritz brand, a bowl of whole fruit, apples, grapes, pears, bananas, oranges, mini ham and cheese sandwiches, a teapot of tea of various flavours, honey and lemon chamomile mint and throat coat, as well as an espresso machine, Ellen. Aluminium cup. Right. We just settled for coffee here. That's it. There's our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you this morning on the Breakfast Show.